Listening Library presents Trouble Makes a Comeback by Stephanie Tromley. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. I don't believe in happily ever after. Nobody over the age of 13 with an internet connection has any business believing in that noise. But the kind of junior year I'm having is seriously challenging the life-saving cynicism I've cultivated for years. Actually, to be precise, I'm having an epic second semester. My first semester was a series of fiascos, all courtesy of my friendship with Philip Digby. Though, honestly, I'm not even sure Digby ever considered me his friend. Accomplice, sure. But then he kissed me, which made us what? More than friends? Something other than friends? I hate semantics. Normally, I wouldn't have fallen for Digby's stray puppy in the rain act in the first place. But I was new in town, I had no friends, and I was still reeling from my parents' brutal divorce. And then I found out that Digby's 4-year-old sister, Sally, was abducted from her bed in the middle of the night when he was only 7 years old. And to add to the tragedy of losing Sally, the authorities thought either his parents or Digby himself was guilty. Even worse, all of River Heights was convinced they'd done it and had turned against Digby and his parents. The pressure tore that family apart. The stray puppy, it turned out, was also the underdog. I was powerless to resist. By Thanksgiving, he'd gotten me arrested, then kidnapped, and then blown up in an explosion.